TED Audio Collective. Hi, everyone. So something a little different today. We're sharing an episode of a TED Audio Collective podcast, TED Tech. Every week, host and tech journalist Sherelle Dorsey explores a TED Talk that shows how technology is changing humanity and the way we live. Here's one we thought you'd enjoy. If you like it, get more episodes by following TED Tech wherever you're listening to this.
Nearly 30 million people across the globe are in need of artificial limbs or braces. That's more than the entire population of Texas. These accessibility tools are essential for so many, enabling them to care for themselves and drastically improve their quality of life. Think of a skilled technician having the use of their hand restored so they can go back to work and provide for their family, or a child gaining a leg and running with friends for the first time. Unfortunately, the high cost of prosthetic limbs continues to be out of reach for many, especially for those living in the global south, where importation fees can drive the price up exponentially. Depending on where you are, a leg or an arm can cost $5,000 or $50,000. But what if technology could change all that? I'm Sherelle Dorsey, and this is TED Tech. Today, we'll be hearing from TED fellow Enzo Romero, who shares his own journey of using prosthetics and how that led him to a lifelong mission of creating accessible devices and driving down their cost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
One in seven people around the world has some kind of disability. Being born without my right hand has defined who I am over the past 30 years. I was fortunate to grow in the sacred valley of the Incas in Cusco, Peru, surrounded by people who weren't surprised to see me driving my bike or probably playing basketball. When I was 7, I remember being stunned after I watched Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, when Luke's hand gets cut off, the same one I didn't have. But then being twice as stunned when the medical robots fitted him with a prosthesis that could move and feel. From then on, no greater purpose lived in my mind, which was to have a prosthesis like Luke Skywalker. This dream led me to study mechatronics engineering and access the Biomechanics and Applied Robotics Laboratory in Pontifical Catholic University of Peru, where, with a multidisciplinary team, we developed a myoelectric prosthesis for long transradial amputation, being me the pilot user. I was able to move each finger individually. And also, we develop a way in which we get to pass the sensation from the fingertips into my forearm using haptic feedback system. Since this was a research project, we had enough funding to buy stuff from abroad. So, for example, the motors here were all brought by Switzerland. This is one of the main reasons why it will cost at least $40,000 to make these prostheses. But 40K is way too much, considering that 4 out of 5 people with upper limb amputation live in developing countries. Even the $25,000 that costs a robotic prosthesis imported from abroad is way too much. In Peru, that is equivalent to work full-time on a minimum wage for almost 7 years, just to buy the prosthesis. Never mind pay for your food or your house. It is often that people get injured while doing manual labor activities, like farming or metal manufacturing. Getting back to work and having access to money demands a functional hand. It took me time to realize what a huge privilege I had to study a career that would help fulfill my dreams. But actually, what was preventing me from developing a solution that was both affordable and functional? The very first step in order to reducing the cost was to reduce the number of motors, because they were all imported and therefore expensive. So we get to arrange occupational focus groups with our amputee volunteers in order to identify which gestures they will use the most, and of those, how many we could perform using just a single motor. The answer was 3. Pinch, cylindrical, and lateral. This also helps us to reduce the number of electromyographic sensors too. From an arrangement of 8, we pass just to 1. In this way, between mix in your mechanical and my electric prosthesis, the prices will be dramatically low. But material prices matter too. And that's why we choose to 3D print our prosthesis using mainly plastic from recycled bottles. In order to develop our prosthesis, the process will go like this. First, we will use our 3D scan and our own parameterization software in order to take the measures of the amputated area and the other hand of the user. Then, we'll recreate the entire set of fingers, the palm, and the prosthesis socket in our computational model to finally 3D print each of those parts. So far, in LatBionics, we have 2 types of prosthesis: Maki, which is a mechanical activation, and Pisco, with electronic activation. Pisco costs just 10% of an imported robotic prosthesis that will come from abroad. This means that even more working-class people can access to our technology. For me, this has been a path where I was able to develop this in my company, LatBionics. So, for example, take Franco, which now is using his transradial Maki prosthesis in order to get back to work with his providers on the jungle farm he has. I am certain that we are able to be on a side with technology that is brought from abroad to our region, being sold in a very expensive way. We have the capacity to develop our own technology, having the necessities of our people in mind. So then people with disabilities and limited resources could live a life again. For me, when people, our users, get back to work on their places, that look of compassion changed to astonishment. The same astonishment which I had when I saw Luke Skywalker prosthesis. So this began as a path for myself, but it now belongs to my entire region. Would you like to join us? Thank you so much.
Support for this episode comes from the University of Illinois Geese College of Business MBA program, known as the iMBA, which provides the environment and resources that empower you to make your mark and put your purpose into practice. Kara Kasner, a graduate of the program, can attest.
Hi, my name is Kara Kasner. I am a 2023 graduate of the iMBA program at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business. I am currently the Director of Digital Marketing at Kendall Corporation, which is a provider of senior living and aging services. So when I started, I thought it was going to take me 2 years. The biggest change was when I found out I was pregnant, and I knew I didn't want to stop the program. I wanted to keep going, but I was able to take a summer off to have the baby and to spend time with the baby. And because the program is flexible, it really had no adverse effect on me at all. I was able to just pick it back up when I was ready to and finish. There's a network here that's really unmatched. It's huge and it's global, and you're going to find someone in your field, you're going to find someone in your function, you're going to find people that have commonalities with you, but you're also going to find so many people that aren't. I think that's really unique to Geese. I think you're going to get a high quality education, you're going to meet a lot of people, and you're going to do that at a really affordable price. I think what surprised me the most is how quickly I was able to take what I learned and just take it right to work with me. I had been kind of reaping the benefits the whole way along. Really, from that first class I took, I was able to exhibit that in my work. I definitely think that my team at work has noticed and has seen me bring these things to play. I got pulled into more things than I would have if I hadn't done this program. I'm glad I went this route. I think it was the best choice for me, and I think it's a good choice for many people that are in similar situations to me as well.
No matter what your career path, Geese College of Business Online MBA has a curriculum that gives you the right mix of practical and leadership learning to meet your specific career goals and be more competitive on the job market. Learn more at geesonline.illinois.edu.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
I was blown away to learn how much 3D printed prosthetics has been altering the manufacturing and delivery process for those in need. In fact, the advent of bionic body parts has driven down the costs of these devices from over $5,000 to as little as $200. Romero's work in the Global South highlights a barrier that he's also disrupting: the cost of importation. For people living in areas where this technology is not readily available, the already enormous price of prosthetic care can soar even further out of reach. But personally experiencing these challenges allowed Romero to take a new approach, one that addresses this problem head on. He simply reduced the number of parts to import. By introducing this simple change, going from multiple motors per prosthesis down to one, Romero removed a barrier to care for countless people. In our innovation-oriented industry, this might seem counterintuitive. But in this case, the improvement happened because Romero's designing and manufacturing with less. Well, less materials anyway. Instead, Romero was able to leverage his deep knowledge of the prosthetic production pipeline and its differential impact on the Global South. For dedicated listeners of the show, it's yet another example where simplifying tech prevails over intricate design. Imagine what could happen if we opened up our research and development pipelines to increase geographic diversity. This type of innovation could spread like wildfire, and solutions like Romero's could help life-changing technologies reach more people without costing them an arm and a leg. TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Isabel Carter, who also wrote it with me, Sherelle Dorsey. Our editor is Jimmy Gutierrez, and the show is fact-checked by Danny Brower. Special thanks to Farah DeGrunge for her support as a project manager. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Join me next week for more.